your mercies and your loving kindness towards us, and we thank you for another year to celebrate your death and your resurrection. It is a privilege that you have given to us. We appreciate it from the depths of our hearts. We thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
So, this morning I'm talking on the resurrection. And the word resurrection can mean awakening from the dead. Rebirth. Restoration. Return to life. Or simply revival. So in all this, you can see that something that had gone bad returning to its first position.
Hallelujah. Amen.
So that is resurrection. And resurrection is key to the Christian faith. The Christian faith. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Because Christianity is the only faith
and only Judea
that our God, who came in the form of a flesh, is not in the grave. You cannot see his bones anywhere. His grave is empty. And he is alive. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And that is why resurrection is very important to the Christian faith. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So open with me to the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 15.
1
Corinthians chapter 15. I'm reading from verse
12.
But tell me this. Since we preach that Christ rose from the dead, why are some of you saying there will be no resurrection of the dead? Hallelujah.
Amen.
So here Paul was asking a question. He said, we are preaching about the resurrection of the dead. We preach that Christ rose from the dead. And I said that resurrection is very key to the Christian faith. Jesus rising up from the dead is key to the Christian faith. It's important to the Christian faith. If you take it out, you don't have any faith. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Because we as Christians, we don't serve a dead God. We serve a living God. And the manifestation is his resurrection. It is the resurrection that tells us that he's alive. Because you cannot see him in the grave anywhere. You cannot see his remains anywhere. The pharaohs of Egypt died so many years. They were buried in tombs and in what are the pyramids. Today you can find their remains. Because it was preserved. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You go to other religions like the Muslim religion. Muhammad died.
Muhammad ewuye.
You can go to his grave. You can find his remains.
Amen.
Amen. And all other faiths that you can think about. But when it comes to Jesus, he's alive. Because he resurrected from the dead. Because he defeated death. Amen.
Amen.
He defeated death. He went through death. And he rose up from the dead. And that is why it's important.
And looking at Mitchell's
Munya, because a man cannot be alive.
It's as obedient to me, Tiasi.
If he has died without resurrecting,
now I'm sorry,
without a revival,
and I say one that
without coming back to life,
and say one seeing young.
So Jesus died.
Yes, Christo,
it is a fact that is died.
And you know, prefer
it is true that he died.
And you know, question,
but it's also true.
Now, say, as you know,
he rose from the dead, and he's alive today. It is very key to the Christian faith. That is why the religious leaders in Jesus' days, when Jesus said that I will die, and on the third day I will rise again from the dead. When Jesus died and he was buried in the tomb, the religious leaders went to Pilate. And they said to Pilate, he said, when this man was alive, he said that he would die. But when he died, he will rise up in 3 days. We don't believe him. He is a liar. What we believe is that his disciples will come and steal him in the night. And then they will say that he has risen. So give us your seal. So that we'll seal the tomb. Give us soldiers to guard the tomb. So that his disciples will not come and steal him.
Hallelujah. Amen.
You see, they were afraid.
No, Musru.
Because if the man rises from the dead, all the religion that they knew had become nonsense. All their faith that they had before had become nonsense. The people will not believe them anymore. The people will not believe Jesus now. So they were afraid. The man said he would die. And he has died. And he has been buried. But he said the third day, I will rise again. So the same soldiers to guard the tomb, to protect the tomb, and his disciples will not come and steal him. But let me tell you something. When Jesus was captured, his disciples scattered because they were afraid. Only Peter followed. But even Peter who followed, he denied him 3 times because he was afraid. And when Jesus was crucified and he was buried, the Bible says the disciples went into a room and locked themselves. They were afraid to come out. How can these fearful people go and steal the body of Christ? It was not possible. Because the people went in hiding. They were afraid that if they get them, they'll kill them like they killed Jesus. They were not afraid of the disciples. They were afraid of what Jesus said. And so they took soldiers to guard the tomb. Hallelujah.
Amen.
But when a man said, I will arise,
now can't ever say sorry. No,
whether you put soldiers on the tomb or not,
so when he has not for code,
whether they are soldiers to guard it or not,
as not for you, oh my
God, I will arise.
Or say, sorry,
and the soldiers were there.
Now, as not for you,
but the Bible says the early on Sunday morning,
naturally, say, yeah, but see, I don't
know. The Bible says there was an earthquake. There was a lightning. And all the soldiers fell down. And the angel of the Lord appeared. And rolled the stone. And Jesus came out of the grave. Hallelujah.
Amen.
But when the soldiers woke up, they ran into the grave. they saw that the grave was empty. And they ran to the religious leaders.
They
said, something has happened. The man, he said he will rise. He has risen. We can't see his body. They said, you people, you were sleeping. They said, we were not sleeping. We were there. All of a sudden,
we
saw a bright light.
What
happened to us? When we woke up, the grave was empty. The stone was rolled away. It was a huge stone. Two men cannot roll it. It will take a number of people to roll it. They said the stone has been rolled away. When we entered the grave, there was nobody there. So the man has a reason. They said, listen, come, take this money. Go and tell the people in the town. The disciples came by the night to steal the body.
Say, Jesus Christ, you are for now. You are one.
And the soldiers said, we can take the money, but go and say that we cannot. Because we were sent by Pilate. He gave us an order to come and
gather
the tomb. How do we tell him that we slept on the job?
Say,
and they came and stole the thing they said we should guard. They said, that one we cannot do. The truth is that the man is risen. The truth is that the man has risen. Whether you like it or not, whether you accept it or not,
others
are risen.
Sorry.
That is what they were afraid of. Because the resurrection establishes the Christian faith.
I
understand what it is.
Amen.
It gives the Christian faith foundation that the faith is based on the living God, the God that is alive, not on the dead God. So the resurrection is important to the Christian faith. And Paul said, but tell me this, since we preach that Christ rose from the dead, why are some of you saying there will be no resurrection of the dead? You see, there were two sects in Israel at that time. One sect was the Pharisees. The Pharisees believed in the resurrection of the dead. But the Sadducees did not believe in the resurrection of the dead. So whilst they were preaching about the resurrection of Jesus, they were saying that nobody can resurrect from the dead. They said it is not possible that somebody should die and rise up from the dead. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So in verse 30, Paul says, for if there is no resurrection of the dead, then Christ has not been raised either. And if Christ has not been raised, then all our preaching is useless and our faith is useless. Amen.
Amen.
So Paul says that, okay, if there is no resurrection of the dead, then it means that Christ has also not risen. And if Christ has not risen, then all our preaching is useless. And our faith is also useless.
Hallelujah.
Amen. And that is the truth. If Christ did not rise from the dead, all our preaching is useless. All the preaching we are preaching is useless.
He's
hopeless. If the man only died and he has been buried
and
he never rose and he is still in the grave, then what are we preaching for? Our preaching is useless. Our preaching is in vain. And our faith is in vain. Because what do we have faith in?
And demon,
do we have faith in the dead God? Do we have faith in someone who is dead? If he did not rise from the grave and he is still in the grave, what is the faith for? What is our Christian faith for? Why do we have faith for? It's hopeless. Hallelujah.
Amen.
It's hopeless. It's useless. And we apostles will be lying about God. For we have said that God raised Christ from the dead, but that can't be true, if there's no resurrection of the dead. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So if there's no resurrection of the dead, if I stand here as a pastor,
and I'm preaching
about the resurrection,
I will become a liar.
Because if God did not raise Christ from the dead,
then I will become a liar.
The Paul says, we the apostles, we have become liars.
And Paul can say, yes, I'm packed for the
truth. God did not raise him from the dead.
And say,
hallelujah.
Amen.
Reading from verse 17. And if Christ has not been raised, then your faith is useless and you are still guilty of your sins. Hallelujah. Amen. He says, if Christ has not been raised, then your faith is useless.
And
you are still guilty of your sin. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You see, it is not just about the death of Jesus. It is also about the resurrection of Jesus. It's a package. You cannot talk about the death without the resurrection. Amen.
Amen.
The death comes and the resurrection follows. Because the resurrection gives victory over death. It gives victory over the power of death. Victory over the power of decay. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Jesus gave us victory through his resurrection. If only he died,
so we
and he's still in the grave, we have no victory at all. Are you understanding what I'm saying? We don't have any victory, but the victory comes by the resurrection. The victory comes because he rose. Why was he able to rise? Because he defeated death. That's why he was able to rise. That's why he was able to die. And that gave us victory.
And also now my victory.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So the Bible says that if you did not rise,
surely
then you are still guilty of your sin.
And now we need for body.
In that case,
hello,
all who have died believing in Christ are lost.
And you are now who ELG Christ did in Naira.
Amen.
Amen.
If Christ did not rise,
sir, Christ was saying,
every one of us that say we are Christians and we believe in Christ are lost.
Yeah, you say Christ for you in Naira.
Amen.
Amen.
We are lost. We are completely lost.
Yeah, yeah.
Because what are we standing on? What are we believing in? What are we standing on? If Christ did not rise from the dead, and we are believing in someone who did not rise from the dead, whose bones are still in the grave, and we believe in that person, then we are lost.
And yeah, yeah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
We are lost.
Yeah, yeah.
That is what scripture says, we are lost. That is why the resurrection is important. We are lost. Amen.
Amen.
But I thank God I'm not lost.
I thank
God you are not lost. Otherwise we would have been lost people. Hallelujah.
Amen.
My senior brother is a Jehovah's Witness.
Amen. Brother, Jehovah for me.
So one day I was talking with him.
And that could be not mean any deal, come on.
You know, they like to do challenge.
Yeah, no pet in the day, kakra.
So we're talking about the resurrection.
And they
believe that Christ has already come and taken some people who 144 people away.
144,000 people away.
Those are the only people that will go. The rest that are remaining. You are not going anywhere. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So I asked him, so does it mean that if you die, it is finished? He said, yes, if you die, it's finished. I said, if you die, it's finished. Then why are you serving God?
And he said,
why are you wasting your time? Why do you serve God? If you die, it's finished. Why will I be avoiding sin? If I die and it's finished, why would I want to live righteous? Why? If I die and it's finished, hallelujah.
Amen.
He says that if Christ has not been risen, amen,
amen,
then we who believe in Christ, we are lost. And if our hope in Christ is only for this life, we are more to be pitied than anyone in the world. That is very strong language. If our faith in Christ is only for this world, then the Bible says we are to be pitied than anyone in this world. It's serious. If we only believe Christ for this world, we believe him for this world. Jesus said something.
Yes, Christ will come.
He said, I go to my father's house. In my father's house, there are many mansions. And I will come back and take you. And where I am, there you will be with me. So Jesus,
yes, Christ
is talking about an after this life. He's talking about after the life on this earth. There is another life somewhere. There is a better life somewhere. There is a glorious life somewhere.
You now call.
Are you understanding what I'm saying? There is something beyond this life. And our faith in Christ must not be only on this earth, but in the life to come. In the life to come. He said, I go to the Father. I go to prepare. Where I am, you will come. In my father's house, there are many mansions. He was not talking about this earth. Because when he came here, he didn't have a house. Are you understanding what I'm saying? Jesus said to the disciples, he said, the birds of the air, they have nests.
And
foxes have holes. But the Son of Man has nowhere to lay his head. In other words, I don't even have a house. But he said, where I come from,
for you,
so that where I am, you will also be there. So when Jesus died, he had to resurrect. I said he had to resurrect. He had to resurrect. Because he had made a promise.
When
I come to take you, from where I came from. Are you understanding what I'm saying? The Bible says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God. Was God, and the Word came, took upon himself flesh, and came to this world. It tells us that Jesus,
Jesus Christ,
he came from somewhere. This was not his last stop. There's no way he could have stopped here. Are you understanding what I'm saying? And Jesus said,
Jesus Christ,
where I'm going, if you believe in me, if you give your life to me, where I'm going, you will also come there. He said, even though you are dead, even though you may die, but you will rise. You will rise up. You will rise up. So if Christ did not rise, how can you and I rise? The resurrection is not true. How can you and I rise?
It's
what the Bible says.
Looking at Christ,
it's only on this earth. We have faith in Christ.
Then
we are to be more pitied than any other person in this world. Listen. If only in Christ, if only in this world we believe in Christ. Only in this world we are living for Christ. The drunkard is better than you. The weed smoker is better than me. The murderer and the robber, they are better than
me.
At least they know that when they die, they die. They do what they want to do. If I die, I die. Isn't it?
Yeah.
But we say no.
Yes, yes, baby.
We believe in God.
Yeah.
We trust in Christ.
Yeah.
He said we should live our life in a certain manner.
Oh,
we should live our lives in a certain way.
Yeah.
So that when we die,
yeah,
we will come to him.
Yeah.
And we shall be with him.
Yeah.
And then there is no resurrection.
And so who saw the new?
Then we are to be more pitied than everybody.
And yeah.
We are mobile too much.
Yeah, yeah, mobile.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 We are too mobile. if there is no resurrection.
So who saw the anyhow?
Listen,
dear.
There were people before Christ who died and they got up.
And crophobi or what no matter what sana Christ by a woo ya was sign sorry.
That was not the resurrection.
And no you sorry.
That was a resuscitation.
And only a woo yanny.
What no matter how they rose, it was still a resuscitation.
Yes, and found said you win yanny, I don't know. What I and what sorry.
Because when every one of them that rose died again.
Everyone
that rose, they died again.
Are you understanding
what I'm saying? Jesus himself raised Lazarus from the
dead. Lazarus
died again.
So Lazarus is
but Jesus died once.
Jesus Christ
and he's alive today. He's living forevermore. He died and never rose. He died and rose. And never died again. So shall we die. But we shall rise also. And we shall never that is what resurrection
is.
So he overcame death. He overcame decay. And he rose from the grave. The word of God said, the grave could not hold him captive. The grave could not hold him captive. The grave could not hold him captive. He came out of the grave. He tried to seal the grave. He put soldiers to guard the grave. By the power of God. Rose Christ from the dead. Rose him up from the dead. He said on the third day, I will rise again. That is the one that we follow. That is the one that we believe in. And it is not only on this earth that we believe him for, but we believe him also in the world to come. The Bible says that when he shall appear in the heavens, that are still alive and believe in him shall be caught up in the air with him. And those that are already dead, the Bible says that they shall come to life. And also be caught up with him. So whether you are dead at time, or whether you are alive, you will rise again. And you will live forever with him. He is the firstborn of the resurrection. Are you understanding what I'm saying? There must be a people that will resurrect. But the firstborn of the resurrection is Jesus Christ. He paved the way. He opened the way for us to resurrect. Are you understanding me, somebody? So it's not because of here. It's not because of this earth that we believe in Christ. But because also of the world to come. Of the promise he has made to us. That is why we are not miserable. People sit down and they are boozing and they are drinking and they are getting drunk and they look at you and say, oh, what's up with you? What's up? And then when you turn back, they say, sure.
A month for reason. Now what you want to be as a way to yourself. So what I know about the channel.
They say, look at him.
They say, channel.
Better drink. They say, don't drink.
Yeah, nyan san papa ria. Also on pet.
Better drink, they say, don't drink.
Yeah, nyan san papa ria.
Hallelujah. Because to them, they think that when they die, that's it.
It sounds like when they die, they die.
So they'll do whatever they want to do. They'll live their life anyhow they want to live. But you cannot live like that.
So what they want to mean?
Because you have a hope of glory. You have a hope you are going somewhere. And if that hope is only on this earth, we shall be the most pitied on this world. Our hope in Christ is not of this world alone. Amen.
Amen.
No. It's not of this world alone. At all.
Debbie.
There is another world. There is another place. That is waiting for us. A better place than this place. The Bible says in that place, there is no sickness. In that place, there is no pain. In that place, there is no death. In that place, there is no sorrow. In that place, that is waiting for us. So if you are here today, you are going through sickness. There is a place where there is no sorrow, where there is no pain, where there is no sickness. sickness.
You
are going there one day. You will be there one day. There is no pain. There is no sickness. There is no death. There is no disease. That place, Bible says, we shall be walking on the streets. Made of gold. Oh my God. Ah, Makara Boho Santeriha. It doesn't matter what I'm going through. You see, I look beyond this end. I have a hope beyond this end.
When that's what we
are, don't live your life as if all your hope is concentrated on this end. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Because the Bible says, that man
Nipa
is born and has only a few years. And in those few years is full of trouble.
We have
trouble on this earth. You can be a Christian, you still have trouble. You still have trouble. You still go through trouble. You still experience the pain. You still experience the sorrow. But one thing comforts you is that you have a God. You believe in Christ. He comforts you. He's telling you something. Even though you are going through pain, disappointments, sorrow, sickness, but there's a better place. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank God that we are not pitied.
See,
it is impossible for us to be the most hopeless people on this earth. But in fact, Christ has been raised from the dead. He is the first of a great harvest of all who have died. Amen. He says, but in fact, Christ has been what? Raised from the dead. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Christ has been raised from the dead. And because he rose, you shall also rise.
Yes, never sorry.
He rose that you may also rise.
Oh, sorry, said
he rose that you may also rise.
Oh, sorry, said
he rose to life.
Oh, sorry,
that you must also have life.
I also
eternal life. Everlasting life.
Eternal.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
He rose.
Unyaniye.
He rose.
But sorry,
the grave could not hold him captive.
Who and to me and Diniso.
He rose from the dead to give us victory. Our victory is in his death and his resurrection. Amen. He resurrected to give us victory. Amen.
Amen.
So whatever happens on this earth is not the last stop. There is a glorious place waiting for us.
And you nyambia ye bi wo baby
a wonderful place waiting for us.
Baby a yes eh.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And I am just waiting one day to be there.
Na mi twen se da ko me pi ho.
I have hope.
Me wo ni that
one. I have faith.
Me wo jidi ye
in a living Christ.
E wo Christ of
the Christ that is alive.
Se Christ of
the Christ that is not dead.
Christ of who?
The Christ that is not in the grave.
Christ of who?
The Christ that is alive.
E wo Christ of
the Christ that is living.
Christ
that is living.
Christ of tears.
Bible says, if you have Christ, you have life. Eternal life. That even though you may die, but you will still live. You will still live. You will still live. Hallelujah.
Amen.
He rose. He rose.
But sorry.
He's not dead. No. He's alive. He's living. Your God is alive. Your God is living. He rose that you may also rise. Without his resurrection, we finish. Now, what do you want to understand something? That the resurrection also gives hope to a revival. And it gives hope to the word is not coming. Amen. To a revival.
To a
restoration.
He rose
to give us hope of restoration. Hope of restoration. So that we can have hope. That even something may die, but it may come alive again. There is hope for it to come alive again. There is hope for it to come alive again. So even your business may be dying, but if you remember, Jesus died and he rose from the grave, it gives you the faith that there is a restoration. And business can be restored. Business can be restored. Business is dead, but it can be restored. Are you understanding me? It gives you hope. Whatever is happening in your marriage, whatever is happening, but there can be a restoration. That is why Jesus rose. To give us hope of a restoration. No matter what it is, it may be decayed, it may be spoiling, but God, so far as he rose, there is a spirit of resurrection that can resurrect that which is dying, that can resurrect that which is spoiled, and restore it to life, and bring it back to life. The Bible says, if the spirit that rose Christ from the dead dwells in you, that same spirit will quicken your mortal body. Why will you quicken your mortal body? Because your mortal body is dying. Your mortal body is weak. Your mortal body is decaying. But if the spirit that rose Christ from the dead lives in you, the same spirit will quicken your mortal body. This afternoon, the spirit of resurrection, the spirit of resurrection, the spirit of Jesus Christ from the dead, it can quicken you. It can quicken you. It can quicken your marriage. It can quicken your business. It can bring restoration to whatever part of your life that is decaying, that is dying, that is spoiling. The spirit of resurrection is the spirit of life. It's the spirit of life. This life, what the spirit of resurrection is, this life, whatever is dying, the spirit can quicken it, can give it life, can give it life, can give it life. I pray this morning that someone is listening to my voice. May the spirit of resurrection bring restoration in your body, bring restoration in your marriage, bring restoration in your business, bring restoration in your life. Whatever is dying, whatever is decaying, whatever is going strong, may the spirit that rose Christ from the dead, may it bring you life, may it bring you life, may it raise, may it bring restoration. May it bring restoration. May it bring restoration. If Christ did not rise, there is no hope for restoration. There is no hope for a revival in any way. But that spirit that rose him from the dead has the capability and the ability to turn around decay. Turn around decay. Turn around everything that is spoiled. The Bible says Lazarus was in that tomb for 4 days. And his body was decayed. His body was getting rotten. But when Jesus said, he said, Lazarus, come forth. And he had set his spirit that went out of Jesus. That entered the grave of Lazarus. And the spirit entered the body of Lazarus. That decaying body. And he stopped the process of decay. And he stopped the process of restoration. And Lazarus came out of the grave. I pray this morning. Process of decay. Yeah. Let there be a process of restoration.
And done in a young one.
Let there be a process of restoration.
And done in
the spirit of restoration.
And who my master
of life.
And yet what?
It brings restoration.
And man,
it brings a revival.
And man,
shall we stand on our feet today?
Yes,
shall we stand on our feet today?
Yes,
shall we stand on our feet today?
Yes,
Jesus rose.
Jesus Christ was nyanye.
Jesus rose. This
Jesus Christ was nyanye.
We are going to pray.
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 Bring the spirit of resurrection.
Say, yeah, the who will man? Yes, Christ was nyanye.
Our lives.
And by your breath,
that is decay.
I give it away.
That is swelling.
I give it away. Say,
that is going back.
I give it away.
That is disintegrating.
Ah, say,
we are praying. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Just lift one hand.
You
can be the left or the right.
And
say in the name of Jesus.
Christ.
Say it loud. In the name of Jesus.
Can it be Jesus Christ?
You see, let me tell you something.
Can it be true?
When you are mentioning the name of Jesus,
say, "Oh boy, Jesus Christ, what did he know?"
You mention it with faith and with belief.
But did he know I was GTN in there and he does swim?
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And mention it as a command.
But did it say that I was saying?
In the name of Jesus,
say, "Oh Jesus Christ, what did he know?"
In the name of Jesus,
say, "Oh Jesus Christ, what did he know?"
By the Spirit of Resurrection, I arrest every decay. I arrest every decay. I arrest the process of decay. Every process of decay in my body. Every process of decay in my family. Every process of decay in my marriage. Every process of decay in my business. Every process of decay in my finances. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. I command you to cease. 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 In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Let there be a resurrection. Let there be a resurrection. Jesus rose.
Yes, Christ on earth.
Jesus rose.
Yes, Christ on earth.
Tell them I have hope.
Say that they are making
a resurrection.
I want to come
for a revival.
Say me now.
Therefore I pray.
And give me one prayer.
For a revival.
Say me now.
In my life.
I want my brother.
In my body.
I want my neighbor.
In my family.
I want my bosom.
In my children.
I want my mother.
In my business.
I want my children.
In my finances.
I want my sickness.
I pray.
Me one prayer.
For a revival.
Say me now.
For a resurrection.
Say me now.
For a resurrection, in the name of Jesus,
by the Spirit,
by the
Spirit,
of resurrection,
by
the Spirit, that rose Christ from the dead, dwells in me, let that Spirit quicken me, revive me, restore me. Open your mouth and pray. 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 Let the Spirit, the same Spirit, not a different Spirit, the same Spirit that was Christ from the dead. Let the Spirit, In the name of Jesus. Jesus said,
Jesus Christ can say,
the same way
that
you see me go,
it's
the same way you see me return. The Bible says when he rose from the grave,
he
appeared to several people, including his disciples. And the Bible says, as they were all gathered on Mount Holy, the Bible says all of a sudden, Jesus began to descend. It was ascend.
Jesus Christ
ascended. He ascended into the heaven. He's alive. He's alive. He's living. And that is the God we serve.
And no ni nyame a me no ye som no.
If you are here this morning,
so wo ha no pay.
You don't know that God.
Na se wo nim sa nyame no a.
His name is Jesus.
Your friend is Jesus Christ.
You have not received him as your Lord and your personal savior.
Na se wo fa ne me ye se wura ne wo kra di nkwa.
Opportunity is for you to receive him today.
Akwanya wo ho se wo be fa no se wura
as your Lord and your savior. To serve a living God. The Bible says that as death entered into the world through one man, Adam. So also life entered the world through one man, Jesus. Jesus has come that we may have life.
Yes, Christ, abasi ye benya unpa,
that we may have it more abundant. You want to receive Jesus as your Lord and personal Savior? Just raise your hand wherever you are. Just pray with me.
Wahana pesa unfa Christo se enye wura ne ukranje unpa pita wosa.
Just say, Lord Jesus,
kawa wakwano se.
This morning, I hear your word.
Ano pe imetia wasem.
And I recognize that I'm a sinner. I ask you to forgive me of all my sins. Cleanse me from all unrighteousness. I speak with my mouth and declare with my mouth today that you are Lord and Master over my life from today.
That
I will serve you and I will live for you for the rest of my life.
Amen.
Amen. Father, we thank you and we bless you today. We give you all the glory, the praise, and the honor that you did not disappoint us. As you said in your word that you will die, but on the third day you will rise again from the dead. So did you, to give hope and to become the firstborn of the resurrection. You have given us hope that we will rise again. We thank you. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
God bless you. God bless you.
Hallelujah.